Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
Cash Money Records taking over for the 99 in the 2000s. Dirty work with some back, eh? It's back, eh? Make it roll to spend his cash, eh? It's last, eh? Girls round with the fast, eh? They mad, eh? You could ride in the Jag, eh? With that, eh? You could smoke a fire bag, eh? Aggress, eh? Got this money I can flash, eh? It's trash, eh? I'm a bitch, I'm a fair, yeah. Gun spray, yeah. A play, hit a flipper, yeah. Great Billy, yeah. Like I be clicking wood, yeah. I'm out the hood, yeah. Let it be understood, yeah. It's all good, yeah. Got a gas, give me law, yeah. On the hard, yeah. You a tool here, broad, yeah. I want to draw, yeah. Hope you can do a trick, yeah. On the stick, yeah. You family, you want to fit, yeah. They ain't it, yeah. I'm the daddy with the money, yeah. Don't act funny, yeah. Got birds that are running, yeah. About a hundred, yeah. Girl, you look good on the back, that thing. If you a bitch, fine, one in the back, that thing.
Everybody acting like they knew ya. Go uptown, New York City, bitch.
Spanish girls love me like I'm out with daughter. Tell Uncle Luke I'm out in Miami too. Clubbing hard, fucking women, they ain't much to do. Wrist playing, got a condo up on Biscayne. Still getting brain from a thing, ain't changed. How you feel, how you feel, how you feel? 25 sitting on 25 mil, I'm in the building and I'm feeling myself. Rest in peace, Mac Dre, I'ma do it for the bay, okay? Getting paid, we'll holler whenever that stop. My team good, we don't really need a mascot. Tell Tune Light One, pass it like a relay. YMCMB, you need more YMCA. Franny and Molly Mall at the Cribbo. Chocolates at the Nico J and Chubb, shot the Gibbo. We got Santa Margarita by the leader. She know even if I'm fucking with her, I don't really need her. That's how you feel, man, that's really how you feel. Cause the pimpin' night's cold, I just wanna chill. I mean, maybe she won't, and again, maybe she will. I can almost guarantee she know the deal, real. Thinking out loud, I'ma tap a quarter million on me right now. Hard to make a song about something other than the money. Things I'm about to talking blunt and staying blunt. Pretty women, are you here? Are you here right now, huh? We should all disappear right now. Look, you're getting all your friends and you're getting in the car and you're coming to the house. Are we clear right now, huh? You see the fleet, all the new things. Cop cars with the loose change. All white like a Mustang. See me rolling in they mood change. Like a motherfucker. New floor, I got a dozen of them. I don't trust you, you are undercover. I could probably make some steps since fuck each other. Woo! Talking fillets with the truffle butter. Fresh sheets and towels, man, she gotta love it. Yeah, they all get what they desire from it. What? Tell us we ain't hiding from it.
That's how we do it. Some of us needed that jam right there. We made it to the end of the week. We made it to the weekend. So helping you to rock out and celebrate the fact that you made it. You know, it's the Social Lab, that dude TM, hanging out with none other than Hot Chocolate on the other side of the A. What up, man?
Yeah, yeah, I definitely needed that pick me up in my step.
Yeah.
Pick me up. Yeah. A shake, a milkshake with them fries I got.
All right. Man, we made it. Listen, I'm just looking up in the air, like watching the skies these days, just making sure, you know what I'm saying, ain't nothing coming my way. Like, the president has gone bonkers.
You better stay woke.
Didn't know this is not the same president that campaigned.
Absolutely not. I mean, honestly,
clearly,
in my opinion, I feel like we're at war just because it hasn't been officially declared with two strikes within a week. Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to say it. And the interesting thing is that the president did not actually call the shot, you know, this week. You know, he's kind of given the power to others to call the shot, which is
right.
Unprecedented.
Yes, and even more terrifying.
Makes me look up in the air just to make sure that I don't get hit in the head while trying to go to shop for some food.
Right.
That's all. Because it's that simple, folks. Just like, you know, we just out of nowhere bomb folk and they're not, you know, looking for it. They're just going about their day. It can happen the same way here. Now, granted, yeah. I don't think there's a country that has a weapon sophisticated enough to actually reach the United States. I think that's a fact. North Korea is close to it. North Korea probably, I think, they say that the weapon's not powerful enough to hit the United States. I think it's powerful enough to hit the West Coast because I've heard of those talks before with previous administrations.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think
mm-hmm.
the Trump administration is going to ever tell us like it really is, because there's too many smoke screens and distractions and wheels they're spinning to keep, you know, us confused as hell, as if we weren't already confused. But nevertheless, Hey, let's shift gears to the word of the day. I promised you a word of the day, and the word of the day is gutter snipe. Gutter snipe. GUTTERSNIPE. Gutter snipe. Let me use it in a sentence. You are one low down gutter snipe.
I shouldn't
never
laugh.
Heard that
really
word in my life.
I've never heard of it either.
Prior to just jokes that have come forth from Iyanna Van Zandt's recent episode,
right,
with Keisha Cole's sister Nettie, who absolutely is authentically as ghetto as they come.
Yeah.
But I've never heard gutter snipe to describe a person. So what does gutter snipe mean? Let me help you. Let me help you. It is the scruffy or badly behaved child who spends most of their time in the street. It is referred to often as someone who's an outcast. It could be a boy or a girl in the streets, someone who is perhaps homeless, a gutter snipe. What in the hell? Who came up with that one?
Right. It's too much. It's too much. I can't even lie. When I heard her use the term, it definitely caused me to want to know what the definition was, one, and two, to know who she was talking about, because I heard it kind of in passing with my television on and not really paying that close attention. And when I found out who she was talking about, say that, I can't say that I wasn't intrigued as to why she was referring to her as such. So she's done her job in making the viewer intrigued and want to tune in to see what's causing her to use this terminology. So she's definitely done her job there.
Gutter snipe.
I
don't think you ever want to be referred to as a gutter snipe. I'm thinking if you thought a hoe or bitch or thought was offensive,
I'm thinking
gutter snipe. Gutter snipe takes it to like the next dimension.
Low down, dirty gutter snipe at that.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Moving on, got some Rosé featuring Nas coming up for you, one of us. But before we get into that, shout out to, shout out to the legal team that is, one, representing the man who has been identified as the person that has burnt down I-85. A homeless African American man is being really accused. He has five lawyers who seem to think that he is being a scapegoat for local government here in Atlanta. Five lawyers. I mean, that's how serious this thing is, and clearly this is pro bono for him because he's a homeless man. It's pretty crazy to think that, you know, something of such magnitude is not going to really be it's not going to be aligned to the way it's supposed to be, because I don't really care who set fire, right? There's a higher level of accountability that should be applied. So that stuff should not have even been exposed or been open or been accessible. I'm talking about the flammable stuff, right? So, I mean, this thing kind of stinks where one individual could be blamed who's already kind of destitute anyway. for such a high caliber incident. It's so easy to blame a homeless person, but he has five lawyers, and I don't think I think this thing is far from over. But moving along, I'm sure by now, if you are in America, you have seen the high profile situation where two cops were just recently fired. That's right here in Gwinnett County, where the African-American young man was punched in the face by a supervisor who was an officer, and then he was kicked in the face by another officer while handcuffed on the ground. Both officers fired. I've been watching this all over the news. Again, shout out to the legal team that is handling this case right here, who happens to be, you know, someone that has been on the show, was recently on the show, Mr. Justin Miller.
Yep.
Shout out to your brother. Yo, get they ass, brother. Lower the hammer. Lower the on them, brother. Without
that
video.
Our moniker is not just that. Morgan and Morgan.
Without video, folks. We would know nothing about this situation if passerbys who were outraged by what they were seeing did not videotape this incident. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, Google police officers fired in Gwinnett, and I'm sure will come up. They were immediately fired, and which I really praise the police department, because it was clear they didn't drag their feet. It was something that they don't want to perpetuate, and clearly it was wrong. But now I think they should be brought up on charges, and they should also be sued. How about that?
Yeah.
It's the Social Lab Team Hammer Radio, hanging out with Hot Chocolate. It's 719.
Yep.
Rick Ross featuring Nas. One of us.
Die young out here, mess around and die before 21 out here. Mama stressing, seen them ratchets in the dresses, she not asking questions, she seen the vests, seen other kids in the casket resting. So loud it got surround sound, smoking good, cause they trying to take me back to some hood. Any club, any fly fair, they start shooting, all they remember is Nas was there. Some homies of yours banging affiliation on their personal time, conflict with business can hurt down the line. It's something that you ain't have nothing to do with. Your man confrontation end up getting you hit. Learn how to draw the line from when we hang with the shooters, strippers, dealers, and killers, leeches and opportunists. Where I come from is ruthless, air you out from the Ubers, tutored by movers, put holes through yo. You wouldn't get that from me, yo. You'd overlook me looking like I just get to that money and saying some got a pretty real dope life. Fly from the other side, hecklers, BKs, 9345, 7.62s, deer hunting, rifle shells, life is hell. Sweeten them wine tasting, but we won't self-indict ourselves. Be our own prosecutor, won't 25 to life ourselves. We bout that moolah. Rich shooters, you getting money, got a then you one of us. Trust,
you getting money, got a then you one of us. Calculated, touching money, these. Taylor clothes, fashion magazines, they fascinated. Double M umbrella, the feds call it tax shelter. Hit the million, they conspire to send a rat at you. Cha-cha-cha-cha, slide, catch me on that other side. Foreign cars, private jets, tirade a homicide. Mark Jacob, chocolate diamonds, they for my wife. 80 years for the if he's a righteous. Follow the rules, never let a man take your jewels. And if he do, double back, make sure it make the news. It ain't a rest, they ain't a till it's time to bust. You getting money, got a then you wanna bust.
You getting money, got a then you wanna bust. Trust.
You getting money, got a then you wanna bust. Dice game, head crack, it's time to get it back. Only one in the studio that could get it back. Raw deal, rob a like it's from my appeal. Closest friends do his best, regardless how I feel. Went to the lot and got them on the same day. Straight to the jeweler and did the watches the same way. Young Sav on FaceTime, talking cake time. Next crib I built, got it cross state lines. Take how I wear my heart on my sleeve. And how the team got the choppers with the shoulder slings. It ain't a rush, they in the trap, and you a 100 up. You getting money, got a then you wanna bust.
You getting money, got a then you want a bus.
You getting money, got a then you want a bus.
PM Hummel Radio Live, 9:20 PM here in the Social Lab. Nas and Rose getting money here with the General holding it down on Friday. Good Friday, everybody. I hope you all have your minis planned. You got the kiddies' outfits picked out. You got the alarm set for church. You got the Easter baskets ready. The whole thing. Everybody got their hair done. Everybody got haircuts ready.
Listen, now everybody needs their heads did. Cuts need to be had.
What?
But listen.
Wait,
church hat? This is what I say. This is what I say, folks. I say if you are not a frequent flyer of the church house, make sure that your kids look presentable. Put on some jeans and a nice shirt. Go buy some nice shoes. But don't go out spending a whole bunch of money unnecessarily, you know, trying to, you know, keep up with the Joneses at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? Listen. Put some money, kiss it up to God, ask him to bless your house, say your prayers, do the right thing, but stop trying to keep up with the Joneses. Do you hear me?
And then be broke for the rest of the month because you spent the food budget on church attire. You know,
absolutely.
Easter comes pretty much every year around the same time. I can't say specifically the same time because according to whoever makes the calendar, last year Easter was in early March.
If you're if you're not a frequent flyer, folks, and you, I mean, really ask yourself this question. How long are they going to keep those clothes on? Long enough for you to take pictures and go to church. Guess what? Because what I know is most of us don't show up to the service on time anyway.
Anyway, facts, all facts.
So you're only going to go half the service or you're going to leave early before the offering. You're going to leave or you're going to leave right after offering. So just look presentable, brush your teeth, and make sure your hair's combed. Go give God some praise for the resurrection. And, again, stop trying to keep up with the Joneses. You heard me? You heard me? Hey, it's 9:22. We got like 8 minutes left in the show. We're back on Monday, 9 p. Hey, happy resurrection weekend, people. God is good.
You said leave before the service. You get like my church home. Shout out to the New Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church in Tampa, Florida.
You know,
y'all
put that finger up and creep out. You know, you put the finger up and creep out.
And you had put the finger up and creep out and during our service, trying to miss the offering because the offering is before the sermon. So hey.
Hey, so he knows you heathens.
Yes.
He knows the heathens.
Get the tithing done early.
Get it done.
All right, and right after fellowship.
I don't know what it is that you are trying to get done in your life, folks, but I'm telling you, you got the power within to make it happen. You made it over that last thing you think you weren't going to be able to make it beyond. And I know this time of the year, you know, we reflecting back on those resolutions. It's a new quarter. Like, we like 4 months in, right? For those who don't know, second quarter just started in April, right? So there were some things you said you was going to do last quarter or back in January. You ain't did yet. How long you going to sit on it before you just going to give it up and set a new goal? All right? Regardless whether you going to reset and make it happen or set a new goal, you are more than able, more than possible. It's more than possible to make it happen. You got to focus and you got to stop being so distracted.
And people, it's always hard when the goal is something that you really want to attain. Nothing is ever easy. So use whatever your test is to strengthen you and make your test a testimony.
That is. That is, because you never really know how, when, once you overcome, and then you can tell somebody else how you overcome, which makes it a testimony, how that empowers other people to move forward and allows them to overcome. So, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And your testimony doesn't have to be elaborate. It could be something as simple as you sharing a casual conversation with someone and you never really know what that person is going through, what their struggle is. And that could just be something that's life-changing for them. You know, everything really happens for a reason. Everyone is placed in position, you know, for purpose. It's, nothing ever happens by coincidence. You may think it does, but it really doesn't. And you never know who you're going to be able to help.
Purpose is the key.
Yeah, purpose and intent.
Purpose is the key word. You know, shout out to Lord Drack out in Tampa, Florida. Man, icon out in Central Florida specifically. Shout out to Drack, who I'm working with right now, really as a coach, a mentor, but he's a business partner as well. When you talk about purpose, you know, he is truly trying to walk out his purpose, and we're working on some stuff. But the first thing you must do in trying to accomplish any goal is be honest. You got to be honest with yourself. Because you can lie to other people, but you can't lie to yourself. And, you know, you'll never be able to take it to the next level and until you're honest. And we've had some real honest conversations recently. You know, so not only shout out to Lord Drack, but shout out to MC Brains, who I'm also working with, you know, just as closely. New project coming up. I was out in Cleveland this week, flew out on Monday. Had an opportunity to, you know, do some work. You know, we making some moves. And so, you know, be on the lookout just for HAC, who produces this show. You know, we appreciate the all of the contributors that's allowing us to do what we do. So we are back again on Monday, 9 p. Shout out to, you know, Jason Miller, Esquire. About to kick these dudes in their ass for how they just treated
Justin,
this young man this week.
I'm hearing names up again. Justin Miller.
What did I say?
Called him Jason.
Did I call him Jason? Okay.
Jason.
But did I call him Justin the first time, right?
Yeah, yes. You got it right
okay,
the first
long
three
call
time.
Him, okay, as long as I called him Justin the first time, okay, because I'm looking at something right now and I was distracted. But as long as I got him right the first time, y'all know, you know, I'll chop somebody's name to pieces. But I do know it's Justin Miller.
We call you the Dice
Esquire. Yeah, you know I'll chop it to pieces.
I got a straight breeze. Don't worry about it. I got you covered.
Hey, I'm glad. A teamwork makes the dream work, baby. Appreciate you.
Always. CM Hyman Radio. We'll be back on Monday. Everybody have a fantastic, have a blessed weekend. Love your family. Kiss your kids. Don't take it for granted. You never know day or the hour. So make the most of every one of them.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jesus. Happy Resurrection Sunday.
Amen.
Linden Boulevard, represent, Tribe Called Quest, represent, when the mic is in my hand, I'm never hesitant. My favorite jam back in the day was Eric B. for President. Rude boy composer, step to me, you're over. Brothers wanna flex, you're not